after yesterday's show, I got to thinking a little bit about shopping and groceries, and I said to myself, I need to get Terry Jonzilla on in here. Terry Jonzilla, of course, is our food expert. He is, of course, a noted baker, chef extraordinaire. He's got a wedding cake business. He's got a bake sale going on. We'll make sure I mention that here coming up as well. And he's also one of the smarter guys I know when it comes to cooking. So, obviously, I'm going to defer to him. Hey, Terry.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time today, my friend.
Oh, not a problem. Actually, I'm actually just at my space, and I'm baking away. I actually have – the nice thing about this is I have a little time for research and development and to work on things that when you're so busy, you don't even have time to think, and it's – I'm kind of taking advantage of that a little bit here.
Well, I appreciate your expertise here because it was interesting. I went to the store. There are a lot of empty shelves. What I saw was, the meat counter, not exactly the best selection, but pasta was gone, frozen pizzas were gone, peanut butter is gone, frozen vegetables were gone. There's a lot of people out there, they're going to stores, they're not finding a lot of things, they're concerned, because obviously if you get sick, you're supposed to stay at home for 2 weeks, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this, because I mean, for a lot of people, I don't think that a lot of people are used to having 2 weeks worth of food in their house.
Well, here's the thing is, though, this is the what I'm finding odd is that I went to the grocery store today and got everything that I wanted. I think that, how do I say this? I guess the hoarding is happening a lot where stupid people live, only because, people are hoarding milk. Milk spoils. But, I mean, all the grocery stores in the metro area, yeah, toilet paper has been an issue, but I've found everything, and I don't know why. Some grocery stores have it, but also I always tell people companies are going to keep making food. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're going to keep producing food. It's not going to stop. So I don't quite know why people think that there's never going to be food again.
If you are stuck in a house, I would always say I think one of the things that, the first thing they talk about with frozen foods is that you've got to hope that the power doesn't go out, because if your entire cache of food is frozen and power goes out, you have, 2 days worth of food then?
Right.
Yeah. But I think a lot of people do that. That's the food that they have. They either have takeout delivery or they do pre-processed, pre-made frozen food.
Well, the funny thing is, you mentioned the meat counter. I've actually found that hamburger, there's been a run on that. But, great cuts of, like roast beef, I've seen tons of it at different grocery stores. I've seen flank steak. And there's things that you can do that take a little more time than hamburger. And I think that's where we need to shift our thinking. It's I'm actually going to have to cook dinner.
Yes.
And I think what happens when people want to do, hamburger, they do it because it's easy. Well, then the pot roast might take a couple hours. But if you're stuck at home, what in the heck else are you going to do? So make the darn pot roast.
Well, and we brought that up a little bit earlier on the show. Beans, dried beans, are incredibly inexpensive. But because people today don't think the day ahead, saying, I got to soak beans tonight, we're much more of an instantaneous society. And the idea of, cooking where you're working ahead to an ultimate goal, maybe even up to 24 hours later, that's just not something a lot of people think about.
Well, and I think that's the problem. I think what happens is that people just need to reassess in terms of time. But also, I do find that people just need to think, example, if you can go on Facebook and talk about that you were streaming 18 episodes of a show, you had time to do that while you were preparing a nice meal for your family. So my whole issue is that just breathe deep, and honestly, if you can go to the store, I mean, there's plenty of fresh vegetables available. Mm-hmm. I think that's another thing is people are thinking about what can I – now, here's the thing. I know you mentioned people that have to stay at home because if they are sick, but a lot of people aren't sick. But even if you aren't feeling well, you can still go keep your safe distance from everybody and go get some fresh food every couple of days. So I think the idea of having the stockpile of the apocalyptic pantry might not be necessary.
Well, and we should mention that was one thing I saw in my grocery stores. There was plenty of fresh fruit and vegetables.
Tons of fresh fruit and vegetables. Tons. And I think that people just kind of get beyond the whole, it's got to be frozen. It's a mindset, but it shows you how far, I would say about 75% of people have gotten away from actually preparing dinner.
Mm-hmm. When you let's stay in fruits and vegetables as we can, because one thing I will say is there are some fruits and vegetables that have a good longevity. Potatoes are one, apples are another. If you want a fruit that lasts 5 weeks, you can get a bag of apples, and for the most part, you're going to be you should be okay. Potatoes as well, they're incredibly versatile. Not the healthiest of vegetables, but if you're looking for something to have as a base menu item, potatoes aren't bad.
But like carrots, turnips, any root vegetable will last you. Even like the heartier greens like kale and mustard greens, things that are have a little bit more fiber to them. You'll find things like spinach and like the spring mix are the vegetables that have a softer texture. They're going to spoil on you faster. But if you have a good structured green, those are going to last you a good week in the fridge.
It's cabbage. I mean, there's because of St. Patrick's Day earlier this week, there's a ton of cabbage out there. Is that one of those that stays out there?
Oh, cabbage is safe for nuclear war.
It does. I mean,
you could buy a head of cabbage and then wait for Cher to do another farewell tour. And it'll be fresh.
Well, and I think this is the point. I want to repeat the greens. So cabbage, what are the other greens you mentioned that are good hearty ones?
Kale, mustard greens. You're going to get your, like even Napa cabbage, which is a Chinese cabbage.
Yeah.
Again, they've got some good solid fiber to them. Chard is spectacular. Chard is a great green. And what people do is they'll take the chard, they'll take the stems off. If you chop those stems fine, saute those first with a little bit of butter and olive oil and salt and pepper, and then add the torn greens afterwards. It's great because the stems have tons of fiber, and they're really nice and crunchy, so that whole thing is usable. And again, those good fibrous greens are going to stay fresher a lot longer than your spring mix that we're used to getting, or the spinach.
And that pound for pound, the nutrient quality in those is just off the charts.
The darker the green, the better the vegetable.
Yeah. Let's go to the meat department here. One of the things that you know me, I'm the kind of guy that I can get a great roaster chicken. Roasting chicken is a piece of cake. You can roast it, a little butter, salt, pepper all over it, 400 degrees, 1 hour, and then after that you throw it in a pot. I mean, that's one thing I always think about is that if you can get anything like that, a ham bone or something like that, where there's the multiple meals you get out of it. I mean, that's a really
like
good way to do it.
Chuck roast. Yeah. Chuck roast is great that. And you can get a nice big chuck roast. Again, I was at the Costco. There was tons of good cuts of meat.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you're talking about the roast, the thing I like about them is, like I say, get a good slow cooker. Because a slow cooker, you just put everything into it in the morning and maybe stir it twice during the day, and it's gold. You have got absolute gold by the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, again, there's ways around this whole thing that I think people just need to rethink. And again, also, too, the only issue with a lot of some takeout meals is that with the employment issue the way it is, a lot of people have corporate jobs that are having them work remotely. But for some people that are having deficiencies in income, think about using that money to not to negate my own business. But if you are having financial struggles, you can make a lot of food very cheaply at home. And save some money that way to alleviate that pressure that we're putting on ourselves.
Well, and Terry, I'm glad you brought that up because that is part of this whole thing, is that you have a lot of people. Was it 49% of Americans live check to check? We have a lot of people who are right now at home. So it's not only what groceries can I find, but what can I find that's inexpensive?
Right, right. So I mean, that's the whole thing. So when you can get like a nice big chuck roast, and, you know, you can get a couple good meals out of that and then stretch it with fresh vegetables, some potatoes. You could actually create something really nice for your family or even for yourself and then have something that you don't have to worry about. Oh, I don't have to worry about how am I going to eat for the next couple of days. So,
I want to bring up something. This is an interesting question that I got yesterday. So the grocery store I was in on Thursday, yesterday morning, no pasta. For the most part, rice was gone. Is there anything else you can think of? Obviously, pasta and rice are really good. They're fairly economical. You can get some, bang for the buck out of that. But is there if there is no pasta or there is no rice, is there another option that comes to mind that you can think of that is a good option maybe?
Well, there's a lot of rice, like grain mixtures. Like I love pearl barley. I love millet.
Yeah.
I love like pearl couscous. You can find that still. But there's a lot of other fun things, and maybe it's a way to be creative. And I think what happens is we go for something that is very, very familiar. And I think now is the time to go with something that maybe isn't familiar and try it. I mean, you know, a little bag of grains or even lentils are spectacular. Lentils are still on the shelf.
Yeah, well, very much so. And as a matter of fact, that was the one thing that blew my mind is that, yeah, every bit of rice is gone, but all the beans were there, all the rices were there, split peas were there.
Right, right. So there's a ton of things that we can do. We just have to rethink about how we're viewing our meals. And instead of maybe going with that, hitting that comfort button, maybe hit the adventure button. You know, and spice is going to be relatively cheap. So, hey, I've always wanted to try some cumin lentils. Well, try it. I mean, we've got some time. Make something that you've never made before or something that you've always wanted to make, and you'd be surprised. And I think there's a chef named Robin Aspel. She does a lot of vegan cooking. And, you know, and she's actually got some good resources. She does some recipes on the Byerly's and Lund's magazine. But I look at her food, and it's really innovative. And you get to the point where it's not going to bust your bank.
We've had Robin on a few times here to talk about some of her cookbooks when they've come on out. She is fantastic.
Yeah, she's really well versed in a lot of foods. I mean, I'm the king of butter and flour and eggs. She's a little bit polar opposite than that, but I think we kind of share a common love of just something really delicious.
You brought up eggs. Eggs are another great one because eggs last a long time in the fridge, correct?
Oh gosh, eggs are. I mean, even if they have an expiration date, man, eggs are really good for a really long time.
Okay.
People go, how do I know if my eggs are bad? I'm like, crack one open. You'll know.
It turns on you pretty quick. There, you'll get the idea.
Yeah.
We also should mention there are some foods. I mean, dairy, I don't want to necessarily hurt the dairy industry more than it already has been hurt at this point. But the reality, you brought it up, milk is anything that's perishable. You know, it's great if you're looking for kind of a tiered menu, a tiered meal plan, you know, and you got stuff that you want to have in the next few days, it's fine. But for a long term, there's not much dairy that goes a long way.
No, except for butter. I mean, butter you can freeze. Butter's good. Just butter's crazy long shelf life.
Okay, but cheese. And isn't the harder the cheese, the longer it lasts?
Well, the thing is, and the beautiful thing about cheese. Let's say you have a block of white cheddar, and it gets a little bit of moldy. Well, take off a knife.
Yeah.
Cut off the mold. It's actually fine.
Yeah, and dogs love the extras.
They don't feed your dogs cheese. You feed your dogs cheese.
Well, once or twice, sure.
Oh, God, Matt.
They do get gas.
Great. I have two St. Bernards, so I don't want two gassy 150-pound dogs. Thank you so much.
I want to change up things because I want to break down for everyone out there. Terry, of course, has his wedding cake business, and I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up the fact that obviously this whole coronavirus thing, I imagine that has been incredibly tough for you. You are representing a lot of small businesses. A lot of things dramatically changed for you very quickly, correct?
Yeah, well, the thing is I've had a lot of corporate clients having to cancel. My cooking classes are canceled, and then I do this pop-up restaurant every 6 weeks. And I've scheduled it at the end of April, but again, I've got to hold my breath on this one because I don't know if that's going to happen. So we'll see. But I kind of switched the plan a little bit. I was having some happy hour with some friends on Monday, and we were told restaurants are closing tomorrow. I went to bed, and I woke up the next morning and thought, hey, let's do a bake sale. Mm-hmm. So I had my graphic artist named Jenny O'Brien, who does all my graphics for all my businesses, and we made up a bake sale logo, and I put on Facebook Wednesday, and we already have 20 orders for my brioche cinnamon rolls with cream cheese frosting for the weekend. And I thought, okay, this is something that's not, it's kind of a, maybe a bit of a luxury item, but it's something comforting. And I've actually found, okay, this is going to work. Mm. I'm like, this is interesting how it's, cause I think people will want to pick up dinner, but they don't really want to bake. Thank God for me.
Oh, all hail the great and mighty Terry. Can people still order this, or is it for this weekend?
Yeah. I mean, tomorrow, we're kind of filling up tomorrow. But if they go to my Facebook page, you'll see the bake sale logo on there. But yeah, Sunday's pretty open. But tomorrow we're getting pretty full pretty quick for order. So I'm going to try to put the kibosh on it just because even though I have 8 ovens at my catering kitchen, I still need to get some sleep. So, but And then actually, next week we're going to be offering even more things, like some different kinds of cookies and some we're going to do like a banana mini chocolate chip bread. So we're going to be offering some more things that are hit different price points, but that means people can get something fresh and nice and affordable and have something, you know, special.
Curbside pickup there. There you go. You're making the quarantine delicious, my friend.
Well, you know, here's the thing is, we can wallow in it. But example, like my student loans are deferrable. Both of them, I have a new van for my catering company, and I have a new Subaru. And the thing is, both companies sent me an email saying, hey, why don't you defer those payments? And I'm like, there's so many companies that are actually really trying to help everybody right now. I can take advantage of it. So, and I'm in a good situation. I mean, I've been busy before. So the next couple months, if things are lighter, I'm fortunate. But there's another way for me to make a living, but also, though, too, keeping a positive attitude and just imagining, you know, that it could always be worse. So I think if we bound together and help everybody out, this will actually, I think, be better for all of us, and it kind of makes us less selfish.
Terry John Zila, I'll make sure I link to the Facebook page if anyone wants to make an order with him. By all means, you can do that. Terry, all my best. Thank you very much. Some top-notch information today, my friend.
And keep dancing, Matt.
I will keep dancing. Let's spotlight this interview. Terry John Zila, we'll take a break. We'll come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.